More news stories now, including how building changes clear the way for two more stores in the city, and car shop is fined after a wheel fell off a car on the A11. But first, Father Christmas has made an early appearance.
It may be the middle of summer, but there was a perfectly good reason why our 9-year-old enjoyed a visit from Father Christmas. That's because Ollie Elvin from Turnham Green in Dussindale in Norwich missed out on Christmas because of cancer treatment. Instead, he was treated to a visit from the man himself during a family celebration in London at the Cancer Research UK Kids and Teens Star Awards event. Ollie, a Dussindale primary school pupil, was diagnosed with leukaemia in May 2018 and was joined at the party by his family, as well as 20 other young people affected by cancer. His father, Dave Elvin, 43, a solar farm developer, said, "Ollie and his brothers spent the whole day laughing and having fun. We hope it's something that sticks in his memory. It's really nice, not just seeing our boys having a good time, but to see all the youngsters enjoying themselves, because when you're dealing with cancer, it's easy not to sometimes." His mother, Emma Elvin, 39, a Trost primary school teacher, said, "Christmas last year was horrible. We were so worried, and it was far from what we had expected, with our little boy so unwell. So it's brilliant that he's been able to meet Santa and have fun."
An award-winning Norwich Cafe run by pupils at a complex needs special school has served its last cup of tea. Parkside School in College Road took over the running of the White Lion Cafe on White Lion Street in 2015 to provide pupils with work experience and help boost their career prospects. But after four very successful years, which saw the cafe win national and local awards, as well as help dozens of students boost their confidence in the workplace, the cafe has closed for the final time. Ben Holderness, head teacher of Parkside School, said the decision to close the cafe had been twofold, taking into account pupils' needs and the school's future funding. "So we have reached a point where we need to look at different ways of supporting people into employment. And of course, not all of our pupils find the cafe environment suits them." Mr. Holderness said the school's future funding and use of resources had also played a part in the decision to close the cafe.
Norwich City Council has started hunting for an organisation to help settle rows between neighbours living in its area of responsibility. These could be disputes over noise, boundaries, pets barking, children or mess, as the council looks to help keep the peace between neighbouring families. Previously, the city council has dealt with neighbourhood disputes through its housing department. However, this limited the number of people that could benefit from the mediation service. On average, the council receives between 70 and 100 cases of neighbourly spats a year. But when dealt with by the housing team, this meant only those living in council-owned properties could benefit. Since the responsibility was passed to the community safety team around 3 years ago, it began the use of independent mediators to help smooth the waters. However, with the current contract now expiring, City Hall is on the lookout for somebody to provide the service, which it hopes to pay between £5,000 and £15,000 per year for. A key change to the service, though, will be that people will need to refer themselves directly to the mediator rather than through the council itself. Once people have referred themselves, it will be up to the mediator to decide whether the case warrants their help. The new contract would begin at the start of October, lasting until March the 31st, 2021.
The way has been cleared for New Iceland and Home Bargain stores to come to Norwich after officers at City Hall backed changes to an existing building. Norwich City Council had previously given the go-ahead to vary permission for what could be sold at the Homebase store in Hall Road amid a move to split it into four units. Applicant Schroeder's Real Estate Fund had said Homebase no longer needed such a large store, so that store would be reduced in size to a smaller unit of 2,789 square metres with 697 square metres of garden centre. They said Home Bargains and Iceland were keen to take on two of the subdivided units created as a result of the change. The Iceland store would be an Iceland food warehouse. They said, while frozen food is still the primary function, they have more space with extended product ranges, bigger packs and premium quality lines. The city council had given the go-ahead for the sale of food and drink, toys and games, health and beauty products, medicines, clothing, baby products, household products and home furnishings in the building.
Parents sending their children to a Norfolk school in the new academic year will not be choosing boys' or girls' uniforms for them. Town Close Preparatory School in Norwich is making its uniforms genderless, in response to an increase in queries from parents about how the school will support children who identify as a different gender or are considering a change. As of September, there will be a skirt dress uniform and a shorts trouser uniform, rather than the traditional girls and boys. The composition of the uniforms will not be affected. In a letter to parents, Headmaster Nicholas Bevington said children had been able to wear either version of the uniform for a number of years, but that the pupil-led school council had come to the decision to rename the uniforms. During discussions about school wear over the summer term, Mr. Bevington added, "As a school, we feel proud of our pupils and the way they have made their voice heard on the subject of a suitable uniform that such sensitivity and thought."
A Norwich grandmother, who a judge urged to retire from crime, was back in court one day after she admitted a string of shop thefts. Christine Carriage, whose criminal career dates back to 1965, was told by Judge Stephen Holt that she was getting too old for this. Judge Holt urged the 71-year-old to retire from her life of crime after she appeared at Norwich Crown Court, when she was given a 24-week prison term, suspended for 18 months after admitting acquiring or possessing criminal property.
A national motor trader has been fined thousands of pounds after a car sold from its Norwich branch lost a wheel on the A11 just a day after its sale. Car Shop on Boundary Lane in Helsdon sold a pre-owned 2016 Renault Clio to a female customer. The driver experienced a lucky escape after one of the car's front wheels came tumbling off as it was driven at 60 mph along the A11. While the motorist was left unharmed by the incident, she was shocked and shaken by her near miss, which saw a quick-thinking lorry driver reposition and slow on the road to shield her vehicle from fellow road users. Police investigations into the incident led to the discovery that the vehicle's wheel nuts were not properly tightened. After Norfolk County Council's trading standards was alerted, a full investigation was launched, and the National Car Supermarket appeared before magistrates in Norwich to face prosecution. James Dunkley, the commercial director of Car Shop, said, "We would like to reassure all our customers this was an isolated case caused by genuine human error. We apologised to the affected customer immediately and have worked with them to address their concerns and make things right."
Norwich Airport has moved a step closer to becoming privately owned for the first time, after the City Council agreed to sell its shares in the transport hub. Having first been set up by Norwich City Council alongside the County Council in the late 1960s, the two local authorities have kept stakes in the airport ever since. However, in February, both were approached by airport owner Regional and City Airports with an offer to buy up the 16.9% stake the pair hold between them. The deal moved a significant step closer to being complete, with Norwich City's council's cabinet agreeing to sell its shares. Now, with City Hall having agreed to the proposal, the deal hinges on Norfolk County Council also giving the green light.